them astronauts coming home like an astronaut in the ocean. Sonny and Butch have finally jumped on their ride home. They're not back yet, but they are one step closer to ending this nine-month nightmare. Mm. I mean, their extended journey in space. Remember, they left for an eight-day mission, and they've been up there since last year. 9 months in space. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams finally departed the ISS and are headed back to planet Earth. Should touch down just before 6 o'clock today aboard the Freedom, and that's a SpaceX capsule. And they thanked Elon and the president before, and they'll probably thank him after a safe return, because there's politics at play as well. Anyhow, they've been stuck on the ISS since last June. It was a Boeing Starliner that brought them up and then didn't bring them back home, so that's not good. I believe a Delta flight had an incident, New York City airport. One of the wings touched down during, you know how New York had the bad weather yesterday with the high winds and the rain and everything? So apparently upon landing, one of the wings scraped the runway, sparks flew out of the end of the wing as it touched down. The wings aren't supposed to touch the runway, are they? I don't fly a lot.
No, they're not. Okay. I don't think that would be good.
This one did. What's interesting is air traffic control talks to the plane. They're like, yeah, some people said sparks were coming out of your wingtip. Did you notice that? I said, no, we didn't feel a thing. So they're looking into that. Everyone's safe and sound. Just another story from the airport. Another story from the ice. Sabres went into overtime last night against Boston. And a little St. Patrick's Day luck for Alex Tuck.
Quinn on the other side. Quinn back to power. 7 seconds to go in the power play. 14 in the period. Power shot scores! Alex Tuck was in front of the net. And the Sabres in overtime with a power play goal win the St. Patrick's Day showdown 3-2.
There it is. 3-2 win. Sabres on the road last night in Boston. They're off to Utah next. Beyonce has added more shows to the U.S. Cowboy Carter Tour. Next stop, Las Vegas. So we'll be closing out the record-breaking 31-date tour with performance at Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. That show happens July 25th. And Miley Cyrus getting back to new music. She's teasing a dark new musical era. She'll be going into something beautiful with new visuals popping up on her website, posters across the country. So the album hasn't dropped. She hasn't done anything since Endless Summer Vacation. That's the Flowers album. This one's going to be, a little bit darker. A little bit, maybe even getting into that sad Lana Del Rey territory. We'll wait and see with Miley Cyrus. Finally, this morning, you know that thing where you leave your alligator behind in a motel room?
Mm.
That happened in Michigan. Sheboygan Police Department says officers were called to the Pine Rivers Motel when housekeeping opened the room for cleaning. Look it. Mm. I got to tell you, it's not a high-paying job to begin with. It seems like a very, very hard job for housekeeping. But are you kidding me? Now they got to deal with alligators?
Oh, anyhow, no.
The hotel manager says, real friendly gator in room 226. So didn't feel real scared. Let the police officers take a hold of him. There was an alligator that was left behind in one of the rooms. People often leave stuff behind. Not usually alligators.
No.
Not a big one. It was a 3-foot gator. Fairly tame as gators go. Its name was Wally. It belonged to the man who owns multiple exotic animals and takes them to elementary schools for demonstrations. The owner was contacted by the police. Hey, fella, you own an alligator?
Right.
Yeah, sure do, named Wally. Do you have him? Oh, gosh, no, I don't. So went back to collect him from the hotel. They were reunited on Friday night as Wally and his owner. Who leaves an alligator behind in a hotel room?
I don't know. Maybe you're on a call and you leave the room because you want to get out because it's checkout time. Maybe it could be. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Karen, did you get Wally? Put him in the car? No? Anyhow, yeah. So he's safe and sound and everyone's okay. And that housekeeping staff has a new story to tell. Lord knows they probably got a lot. That's it for your news and views this morning. News is brought to you by Mrs. T's Pierogies.